We're entering the busiest time of the year, with work commitments, holidays, and social engagements filling the calendar. Everyone is out and about, regardless of the weather. To make getting around easier this season, leave the car at home and use transit. Winter is a great time to use public transportation for several reasons. You don't have to de-ice your windshield or sweep the snow off your car. You can travel stress-free without worrying about navigating your way through snowstorms or icy roads. An experienced bus driver trained to operate a vehicle safely in inclement weather is behind the wheel. The bus is already warm for passenger comfort. You'll get a few extra steps in on your way to the bus stop. This is an added bonus since many of us are less active in the winter. GOVA Transit is a safe, reliable, and sustainable mode of transportation in the winter, says Laura Gilbert, Acting Director of Transit Services. The city of Greater Sudbury is well equipped to help residents get around. Did you know GOVA Transit services 1,086 bus stops and 126 shelters throughout the city? It also offers free bus service from 10:30 p.m. on New Year's Eve to 3:30 a.m. on New Year's Day. Planning your trips. The MyBus app can help you find the best routes and buses for your trips. Use the app to find out the expected bus arrival times at your stop. If you're unsure whether you've missed your bus or if it's late, check the app to track the bus's location in real time. Delays can occur due to bad weather. Riders should plan extra time for their commute. All buses have onboard information, detours, service updates, via the next stop display. How to deal with snow at bus stops. The GOVA Winter Control Program regularly maintains its 126 shelters in winter to ensure safety and cleanliness. Snow is cleared to provide access to all bus shelters within 1 or 2 days after the end of a storm. Note: while not all bus stops without shelters are cleared in the winter, over 264 stops do have winter control. If your bus stop is blocked by snow, wait at a cleared area nearby, such as a driveway or crosswalk. As the bus approaches, signal to help the operator prepare to stop. Drivers will also stop at clearings near your stop to help you exit safely. To stay current with route delays, changes, and service interruptions, follow the City of Greater Sudbury on Facebook and Twitter and check out the MyBus app. The economic and health benefits of taking transit. According to the Canadian Public Health Association, active transportation has several benefits, including: it's more affordable. In Canada, owning and operating a car costs roughly between $6,000 to $13,000 per year. Households could save, on average, $10,000 annually by using public transit. It increases social equity. Roughly 20 to 40% of Canadians do not drive due to age, income, ability, or choice. Studies show newcomers and women commuting rely more on public transit, providing these populations with a more affordable and independent way to access jobs, schools, and essential services. It boosts physical activity. Most transit trips begin and end with active travel. A Montreal study found that a round trip on public transit required an average of about 2,500 steps. It also enhances mental health because physical activity can improve self-esteem, sleep, and cognitive functioning, and relieves stress, anxiety, and depression. It increases access to education, employment, and recreational activities. Using transit reduces air pollution. Vehicle emissions are a major cause of air pollution in Canada, and fewer cars help reduce this, especially in urban centers. Public transit produces less pollution per passenger kilometer traveled than private vehicles. An uptick in ridership. Ridership trends fluctuate throughout the year based on the academic season, says Gilbert. Fall, winter service levels increase compared to spring, summer to account for increased student ridership. More people than ever are using public transit in Greater Sudbury. In 2023, ridership was about 5.2 million, the highest ever for GOVA. In 2024, it is trending closer to 6.2 million. GOVA has recently enhanced the existing transit system with the following: increased GOVA service levels, including added frequency to post-secondary routes and commuter routes 102 and 103, a new Route 16 Valley Dominion, and early weekend departures. Replaced or refurbished 12 bus shelters in 2024, with 5 brand new shelter locations. Implemented new standardized bus stop signage with a QR code to enhance wayfinding and improve service access for residents with vision impairment. A transit fare box system upgrade project is underway and expected to be fully implemented in 2025. The project will replace existing technology with smart card technology. Don't have time to shovel your driveway and need to get to work? Take the bus, we'd love to have you on board GOVA, says Gilbert. Learn more about the City of Greater Sudbury and its commitment to reducing greenhouse gases and helping the community achieve its net zero goal by 2050. If you have a project you'd like the city to highlight, contact Jennifer Babin-Fensky at earthcare@greatersudbury.ca. Resources: invest in public transit to create healthy, green and just communities, Canadian Public Health Association, GOVA Transit, Smart Commute.